Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Let me do it for you.
And Tim Kalpakis.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to. What is up?
Okay, nice. Good.
That's Mike. I knew that one. I thought you were singing that.
Mike, no. What was your
Do
thing?
You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
No.
So this is something that I found on TikTok and Instagram that I think is so weird.
Great.
It's one of these things.
I don't want you out there, Mike, on TikTok and Instagram.
It's okay. So I've got the parent filters on. It's one of these Instagram things, because I brought it up to, so I was with a group of friends and I said, has anyone heard the, does anyone know what I'm talking about when I say that? And it's,
let me do it for you.
Let and what
me
it
take
is
you down.
It's that paired with a dog called a borzoi dog. It's like a big, like okay, a big kind of tall dog, but very thin, with a long like nose.
Okay.
And it's images of like that type of dog, usually cartoon dog, like putting his nose into long nose into a Pringles can and getting something out, or like going down into the earth and getting something out. Or like somebody will play that song and they'll like pan their phone over to like a plug in the wall that looks like two black eyes and like a long snoot.
Oh, note. Yes.
And it's a song. It's an FKA Twigs song.
Oh.
That's like being like reimagined. I tried to read up a little bit on the story of it, but like somebody made a I sound crazy talking about, but so somebody made a audio recording of like Kermit and Piggy like breaking up or something, and that's like the Piggy's voice singing the FK Twigs song. But it's just like
I'm watching them now; they're wild. These dogs are so weird. I don't like these dogs.
Well, I saw one this weekend. I was up in Tim's hometown of Woodstock, and we were on the street, and I saw one. I was like, oh my God, what's your dog? And we told this person about the meme, and they didn't know what was going on either.
Please step away from my dogs.
But since I've kept watching them, my TikTok and my Instagram is just filled with these constantly.
How'd you like being up in Calpe Town, huh?
Good. We're going to go back to the borzoi thing in a second. It was very nice.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do. Because there's bigger points to be made here, Jeff.
Okay.
First of all, Woodstock's very nice. Tim, I saw where your old pizza shop was.
Mm-hmm. It is now. Yeah, what's it called now? Garden?
Well, yeah. We had two pizzerias. One was Woodstock Pizza. It's now Garden Cafe. And the other was Winchell's Pizza. Yeah. And it's now Veggie Oasis.
What's with these veggie people swooping in?
The pizza's gone. The veggie's in, man.
Which one did I see? The old Winchell's or the old
Woodstock? That's like right on the Village Green. It was called Woodstock Pizza. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that you guys had two places. Which you had a cool T-shirt, the Woodstock Pizza one with like that big Cheshire cat like laying down.
It was like a raccoon.
Cat that kind of looked like Mike Mitchell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
like
it was a
laying
cat
on his side eating.
It was a big fluffy cat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In repose.
Mm-hmm. But so going back to the borzoi meme,
yeah,
that just, it's one of those things, you know, when you see memes and you learn about like where they came from or why they exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It still baffles me that that came together the way it did, and it's like hitting so many people's eyeballs and ears. Not you two, but me, of course. but well, I mean, there's a ton of people doing it. Like, I don't know why something gets big and well, other things don't.
It's so many pivots from the original like source material.
Yeah, that's like, what I find so funny.
It mutated so much.
But, and it's like, it's only, those mutations only happen because the last one was working. And then, and people were into it, so they kept mutating. But like, if you're trying to hear about it after the fact, it sounds crazy because it wasn't intelligent design. It was just this mm-hmm. thing. It's like when you, if you didn't know about like Pepe the Frog, and then you're trying to read about Pepe the Frog, you're like, why did they do this? And it's like, well, they didn't know they were doing it. You know, like they did it one little step at a time.
There's that really good documentary about Pepe the Frog.
Feels Good, Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see that.
You should. It just makes you think about how there's so much more going on in the internet and deep internets and stuff. That
ooh,
you don't
I don't like that.
Like.
I don't want to know, Mike.
I don't know. I don't want to know either, but it's all happening. It's all happening under the surface, you see, of your phone.
It scares
I just saw,
me. It's too much.
That doc is great, but I also saw something online recently, a little doc piece about the difference between social media, which we use. It has your name on it, right? So you're being like, hey, maybe if this is funny, I get some clout. Hey, maybe if this is cool, I get some clout. But you're thinking in terms of
don't chase clout, Tim. It's an endless. It's endless.
The idea of not being anonymous.
Right. I wouldn't touch my phone. If I were anonymous, there's no reason. I only go to my phone to try to convince the world that Tim is great, you know? But for 4chan and 8chan and stuff, that's the very appeal. Is the anonymity. But so I saw this little like a doc that was saying like the climbiness of someone like me reaching for clout, it's that's because I'm like seeing my life as an upward ladder, because it's just like, well, I went to college and then I got jobs and now I want to get famous. And I'm like, but it was making the case for anonymity is like you're digging down and in a way being like proudly like digging down into the dregs, and that's what brings out more like id thoughts, is like lower aspirations, which is funny. It's almost making the influencer thing sound righteous, which is not, but those are the two directions you have, is you're either trying to convince the world you're great, or you're convinced that you don't matter at all. So then what becomes, you get off on, I'm being super honest. I'm being so honest, it's problematic. And I'm being so honest, I'm a Nazi now.
Ooh. Yikes. That's why, that's...
yikes. Which I don't condone.
Right. But, like, that's...
And pay no attention to my Spotify Wrapped playlist. I maybe heard a few Kanye songs, but...
Because we were covering a documentary about it.
Thank you.
But, it seems like the 4chan, 8chan, where it's anonymous... That's where all the rough stuff comes out, because people are like, hey, I got no connection to anything. Yeah. I can get crazy down
Dude,
there. Ooh.
Check this out. I got an idea. 123chan.
Ooh, yeah. Top mm-hmm. it. Just keep going.
Yep.
Oh, why 123?
Well, 4chan, then 8chan.
Yeah.
I'm going to top them all. 123chan.
Yeah. Because you think...
Why would you just go 9chan?
The next one they got is maybe 16 best. 16
oh,
tops.
I'm trying to do some A to C thinking here, you know?
Okay. Whew. Why not a billion? Whoa.
I went for a prime number as well. Not prime. 61 yes. times 3 would be 123.
Wow, Timmy.
Is that for real?
Math no. man, I love this stuff. Stack up the numbers, divide them down, give them to me, baby.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now you All said, right. wait, what did you say that was?
No, it's not. But 123 is not
Divide
prime, but it's not
61.
61. It's like 41, 41.
Oh, no, it's not 61. Oh, fuck.
You're close. I give it to you.
No, Jeff, you're cutting all this.
No, you get it. You get it.
No, because
you get it. Tim is great.
You got your clout now.
41.
41.
Okay, so this is making me think that maybe I should be anonymous and I shouldn't be an influencer. Not only did I get the number wrong, I got it wrong and then kind of like bragged about it that I'm good at math.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Usually that would work on me. And I'd go, oh, yeah, anyone who says the math number first gets it and is probably right. But Yeah. Jeff here.
But I mean, Jeff's going to cut it out, so it doesn't matter.
Damn.
Right, right, right. That's snipped.
Damn.
Ching. Consider that. Chukung. Snipped. Much like a cold martini cutting through the ribeye in your stomach.
Ooh, martini. Hey, martini, not to jump the gun, but related to the drink of the day.
Oh, shut up.
But first, a little. Beep, 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 beep.
Dee 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 doot booze news. Hit it.
Muppets.
Badada boovy. Badada boovy. Badada boovy.
It's booze news, you goddamn Muppets.
Madonna movie was sent to us by Matt Hack, who is not a hack, if you ask me. No. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Folks, over at our Patreon, it's Madonna month because we're watching Madonna movies.
It might be Madonna
movie
month.
That's not true, though. Don't say
it's Madonna movie month, the way I see it.
Yeah,
no, we're doing four Madonna movies this month.
No, we're not. No,
well,
we're
on
not.
Wednesday's episode of The Blowout to Patreon subscribers, they heard us talk about Truth or Dare. Did they not?
Yes. They did. And they loved it. They laughed throughout.
Yeah, yep. Well, we were funny and we were like, kind of cracking up.
Full reports that they were laughing.
Yeah.
And hey, Madonna... In Madonna news, just announced her world tour.
Oh, yes. But
so aren't we, and we've been talking about Madonna for a month now.
Very prescient on the part of us boys.
And what did I say? This is back in 2022. I said the next big thing that everyone's going to be running to is Madonna.
Did
I not say that?
Yes, did you know her 60th birthday was coming up or that her 40th
anniversary? I don't value 60th birthdays the way I do 40, 50, and 70.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird because on my dad's 60th, he gave him a big hug and he said, "You're a hell of a guy."
Yeah, but what did I do when I was 50? I took him out. He and I went out. We did a balloon ride. We did the whole thing.
You took him down to Atlantic City.
I showed him what was happening. I've just felt like it's going to be one of these. Madonna's going to come back and people are going to do, "Oh, I love Madonna. I've always loved Madonna. Let me post about Madonna."
True.
I knew it. I could feel it.
Madonna.
I've been on a kick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it was probably your kick that got me talking.
No. But for me, it's the old stuff. Give me the first three albums.
Sure.
For me, it's brand new.
Music! No, that's the weird middle, Mike.
Come together!
The weird middle.
All right, what's the booze news?
Well, folks, it was the game show question heard round the world. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Recently, podcast listener Kyle Baker was a contestant on Jeopardy, and one of the categories was booze and brews, if you can believe it. And then this happened. Hit the clip.
I'll take brews and booze for 1,000. Creme de cacao and half and half are two other ingredients in this brandy cocktail, a favorite of John Lennon. Christina.
What is a grasshopper?
No. Kyle.
What is a brandy Alexander?
That's it.
Kyle.
That was cool, man.
Hold on. I got the name wrong. His name is actually Kyle Daly. I said Kyle Baker, and I apologize.
That's okay.
Kyle Daly, he said that because he's a member of our Patreon, and he wrote on the Discord that he got this question right on Jeopardy because he heard about it on the Brandy Alexander
episode.
That's
cool.
Man, you know what?
That is cool.
And when you watch the clip, too, he goes right to the highest the number in that category.
Ballsy move.
I feel like people started doing F that one dude,
yeah,
like one, so yeah, who's winning a ton of money that way. Forget his name.
I wonder if it was like, was it toward the end of a round or no? He just did it because he was like,
no,
oh,
he had a fresh
Boys
board and it said, I'm a Sloppy Boys listener. I'm going whole hog.
I want to dig up the episode and watch the rest of the, I bet I could get that whole category.
I said, I sent that to my family on the family text thread and, They thought it was great. They thought that was great.
It is great.
Like usually, you know, we know people who like, are answers to those quite like fully like a project they've done or been a character of, they are the answer, but we just
that would be like Tim, you going on Jeopardy and then the one of the categories is Gremmers and Lins. Like I know this stuff.
I'd be like, ooh, I know Lins pretty well, but I'm a little weak on Gremmers.
I'm rusty on my Gremmers.
I remember there was a whole lot of Gremmers and a lot more Lynns, or was it the other way around?
If you see a Gremmer, you know you're getting Lynn.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I met Ken Jennings once.
Really?
You did?
I was backstage at a San Francisco Sketchfest comedy show that they were holding in like the big science center. And he was on to, I think he was just doing, I don't know if he was going out to, there to tell jokes or what. But he was there backstage. Oh, no, I think he was doing the show before us. And I said, oh, Ken Jennings, great. And I'll tell you about my set. I went into this huge glassed-in area in the middle of the Science Center. The Science Center is really cool in San Francisco. But it's a very echoey room, a big crowd. And people ahead of me were going. They were getting some good laughs and stuff. And then I went up and I told some of my jokes. And I didn't hear, you couldn't like hear anything in the room. It was one of those kind of just acoustically, it was weird. So I couldn't tell if they were laughing. And I said, hey, can you guys hear me okay? And somebody's like, yep.
A little too well.
So they could hear me. They just did not find me funny. And they were not laughing at me.
I disagree with him, Mike. You're a funny guy. I would have been laughing it up.
Thank you. Thank
Charming
you.
Charming too and handsome.
Thank you. That's what a guy kept saying too. I'm funny. I'm charming. I'm handsome. And I met Ken Jennings.
Hey, who's hosting Jeopardy now? Is he permanent?
Michael Richards.
That's a good question. I feel like I always see Ken Jennings and Blossom doing it.
Nah, you got to bring back the goat. Animate him. Animate him,
Jeff.
Animate the goat.
Come on.
Speaking of hosts, here's a funny thing. Maybe I was chewing one of your ears off about this, but there's a show everyone knows on MTV. They have Ridiculousness mm-hmm. hosted by Rob Dyrdek. Yeah. But did you know there's another show called Deliciousness that is hosted by Amber Thiessen, and it's on the same set.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
No, Tiffany Thiessen. I knew to leave out one of. She's ditched one of the names, and I thought she ditched her first name, but no, she ditched her.
Kelly Kapowski.
Yes. So you're watching a bunch of Ridiculousness, and then a new show comes on, same set, same couch, same screen they're thrown to, but it's Deliciousness, and it's just food fails instead of all manner of fails.
I feel like you've told me about this, but you weren't chewing my ear off. Like, you weren't telling me too much, so it wasn't like...
I kind of stealthily sort of played
it. You're being coy about it.
Incepted it.
Kind of teasing.
You were like, look, I've been talking about this for a while, so I'm a little spent, but Ridiculousness happened, and there's Deliciousness, same set.
I've been going around town saying this.
So it's the same laptop? They save money on the laptop?
They don't... Well, it's no longer a laptop. It's just kind of a cool set with a big screen up there. He doesn't walk on a laptop. Cool.
That laptop, they would like stand on it, right?
Rob would, yeah.
Yeah.
The other guests weren't allowed.
Probably getting that thing cleaned must have been a problem. Keeping it cleaned.
Yeah, they had a giant canned air.
Are you concerned that I called Kyle Daly Kyle Baker, and then I called Tiffany Thiessen Amber Thiessen? Do you think I'm going to get all the names wrong for the rest of the episode?
Better
not. I hope
not,
because you're introducing the... Yeah. Drink, so hopefully there's...
Well, I hope I don't, George and Joey. I mean, Mike and Jeff.
Damn.
Yeah.
George Costanza, Joey Tribbiani.
He called me Joey, the name I wanted my parents to change my name to when I was a kid.
Really?
I thought that would be a fun name for me.
Like a little kangaroo cub, huh?
Yep. Because I used to call myself the kangaroo kid around the house.
Yeah.
Because I love to hop everywhere.
Yes.
I had a hopping face, didn't we all? So wait, hold on. Going back to Deliciousness, is it on MTV?
Yeah, it'll be like you're watching a few hours of Ridiculousness in prime time. And then it leads right into a couple episodes of Deliciousness and then back to more Ridiculousness. You got to be watching close to even notice. They'll switch it on you.
Boy.
I thought I was watching I was watching Delish.
All right, I'm wrapping up Booze News.
Sure.
Thank you.
Anyone opposed?
Nope.
No.
If you are, now's your chance. Okay, great.
Ooh.
All right, Tim, tell us about the drink of the day.
The drink of the day is the Martinez you've had.
No.
No.
Have you ever had the urge to look at that word and say Martinez instead of Martinez? Because I feel like I've heard Martinez as well.
Martinez is something, but...
The same way you hear Caribbean and Caribbean and...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But isn't Martinez a brand of something?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I feel like there's a Sublime song that's like, Martinez, Martinez. Anyway, for the purposes of the pod, I'm going to say Martinez, if that's cool with you guys.
I believe that's correct.
Mm-hmm. You've not had, you've not heard.
No, both no.
No.
Okay, I have not had, but I've heard quite a bit because this drink famously comes up when people are trying to trace the origins of the martini.
Oh.
I've seen like several little like martini documentaries and featurettes or blurbs in books or chapters in books where it's like, you know, before there was the dry martini we know and love, there was a drink out in Martinez, California, up near San Francisco. And, you know, they say, hey, it was like during the gold rush, the prospectors were coming down from the Comstock load and they were looking to spend some of their gold nuggets. And there was this drink, a little brown cocktail.
Great.
It was either invented by our boy Jerry Thomas when he was bartending at the Occidental Hotel, or by a bartender by the name of Richelieu, who worked at some saloon in Martinez. But this is gin. You know, it's got sweet red vermouth in a gin drink. So people think that the sweet red vermouth here eventually gave way to dry vermouth. And then the martini was born, hence the name Martini Martinez. But others say, as Mike, I believe, told us in our 100th episode about the martini, a lot of people believe the martini was invented in New York, straight up a New York invention, and that the name doesn't come from Martinez, but comes from the brand of vermouth, Martini and Rossi.
Martini and Rossi?
And that's, I believe that because you see that vermouth everywhere, and it did pre-exist, the martini.
Oh,
either
that makes
way,
sense.
Honestly, in all my cocktail perusing, other than that conversation, nobody's talking about this drink. I don't think anybody drinks this drink. It's like a little brown cocktail in a glass. You know, I guess it's a martini with red vermouth, but you could also say it's like a Manhattan.
It sounds a little fancy for prospector times, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they're rich. Well, with their gold.
Prospectors, Jeff, with a wagon barrel full of gold.
Cash in.
Yeah. Daniel Plainview.
Thank you.
Yes.
There will be
sips. If you say I'm a gold man, oh boy.
it's also like the Manhattan, right? Because Manhattan is rye and sweet red vermouth. So you could either look at this as a martini with something swapped or a Manhattan with something swapped. Either way, I've never had this and I've only seen it on one or two menus. So we're going to give it a taste. It is an IBA cocktail, which is fantastic.
Great. Which, by the way, we're getting to the end of the IBA. We only have...
We got a lot left, don't we?
Well, but I mean, like this year, this 20, summer...
20, 22 after
this. Summer, we're going to finish, probably.
So then we end the podcast? What do we do?
Yeah, we're done.
No, we keep going. It's gonna be more in the summer, because we will skip a bunch. I mean, not skip a bunch, but we will...
Right. We'll get some weirdos. Yeah.
Well, we might skip a bunch as in, like, we're out on the sidewalk skipping around.
Yeah, because we're so excited we got to the end of the IBA.
We're excited that we didn't skip any drinks.
Tim, I was a little got a little confused. So what came first, the martini or the Martinez?
The Martinez predate. So their gold rush is, well, the 49ers, right? 1849. So that is very early. And I feel like the martini is more early 1900s. Vibes,
right?
Going
but
on.
So Martinez came first, but Tim is doubting that it's in fact the namesake for
the
martini.
Namesake. Yeah,
gotcha.
But I'm only saying that because I've heard other. I feel like I kind of, you know, we talked about like David Wondrich tends to be the cocktail historian who comes along and says like, hey, you know that thing everybody's saying? Well, that's actually false, and the true thing we don't know, because he just kind of looks at dates that don't add up.
Nice.
So it's good to have a guy like that, but it's just not super fun to have a guy like
that. Yeah.
So what's in this thing?
Here's the IBA recipe.
You've mentioned it.
Yes, okay. It is booze, 45 milliliters of London dry gin. That's an ounce and a half of dry gin. I've got some old Tom gin that'll be really old-timey. Mm,
Tanqueray over here.
I got some Beef Eater. I went out and got a new Beef Eater
That's
bottle.
Nice. Ooh. I love Beef
My
Eater.
My favorite.
Now, just as much of that, we're going to have, 45 milliliters of sweet red vermouth. I'm talking an ounce and a half.
Oh, that's so much.
Yeah, halves and halvesies. That's a lot. And then we're going to do one bar spoon of maraschino liqueur, like a Luxardo, which we've said is, it's a cherry liqueur, but it has the branches and leaves and sticks in there, so it's kind of stanky.
It's going to taste very ashy, and it comes in a wicker basket bottle.
It tastes a little wickery, honestly, and it's most, I think of it as the taste of a Hemingway daiquiri.
Okay,
sure.
And then finally, two dashes of orange bitters, which you may have on hand from
just
the
a little,
Yule Mule.
Just a little.
Yellow. I have a bottle of that. That's fun. Method. Pour all ingredients into a mixing glass with ice cubes. Stir well. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass. Garnish lemon zest.
Yeah. And you know what? You might think you need two spoons. You don't. Take that spoon from the Luxardo maraschino.
Yep.
That's your stirring spoon.
Yep. Damn, I forgot.
Holy shit.
Get the Swizzler. Get the Swizzler.
Got the lemon zest.
That's optional.
That's optional. Good.
It's good to have one guy who took the option.
Yeah.
Who, or didn't take the option.
It didn't in this case.
I'm going to take the option, but I think our mission statement here is quite clear, guys. This is an ancient old drink that has not been revived. So we kind of get to be the tastemaker. A lot of times we're here saying, oh yeah, the last word was dormant and then it came back. Or, you know, hey, this
is... We're like three little Brendan Frasers.
Yeah. You know, I saw the will.
The drink is the Brendan Fraser, and we're the studio executives.
No. I was going for the Martinez is the mummy, and we're the Brendan Frasers.
Oh, mummy! I thought you meant the whale.
Oh,
but Jeff, it could also be Encino Man being dug up.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So he was. That's so interesting.
This works a lot of ways.
In his career, he played the dug up and the digger.
Yeah, the digger and the diggy.
And then he himself
was dug up.
Had a career revival. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That would be a good, if I was to write his book, I would call it the dug up and the digger and the diggy. Yeah.
I don't think you're getting that job, Mike.
Yeah, and then the cover would be him covered in dirt.
Yeah, modern day, covered in dirt. Half in the whale cut, like getting his makeup taken off the whale. Somebody rushes in. Jeff, you rush and dump this bucket on him. Tim, you take the picture. I'll distract him. So, Brendan, tell me more about your life.
You don't have to distract a guy to take his own book cover photo, generally speaking.
But this, he doesn't want to do it, so we're doing it this way. And now he's got a lot of that dirt and dust stuck in little parts of the
latex. Yeah,
costume.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mike, did you see the whale?
I saw it last week.
Yeah, I saw it too. Tim, did you see it? Oh, yeah, we saw it together.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Mike, you know how he's huge, so the way he has to stand up, he really struggles? Well, Jeff did a good bit at the end of that movie. Credits are rolling, and I stand up, and then Jeff goes, well, let's go. Went back and forth. I lost my shit. And you know what, Jeff? Remember, I bought pretzel bites and nachos. Got full, put them under the chair for later, and then forgot and walked off. I wanted to bring them. It's like $30.
Dude, I had fucking pretzel bites. I went to like a...
Watch the language, but okay.
No, I didn't. I said, dude.
You said fucking.
Did I say fucking? I didn't even notice. Yeah, I had some pretzel dogs. So they were like little cocktail pretzels wrapped in... Or cocktail hot dogs wrapped in pretzel.
Nice.
Oh, I love that.
And then I had tater tots with queso. Yeah, it was a big, nice. And gummy worms. It was a big night for me.
Oh my.
That's what a feast. I'll tell you what. I went to, last night, I went to The Way of the Water, Avatar.
Ooh, you finally saw it. Nice.
Yeah, I did. At the IMAX in Hollywood and Highland, the
looks
armpit.
Pretty cool, huh?
That you don't want to go to, but a good screen. And here's the thing. There's a Target a block away.
Ooh.
So I got my snacks at the Target. Smart water. Sour Patch. Did I have a flask of whiskey? Yes. The Sloppy Boys flask.
Yeah.
Nice.
Guess how much the snacks were total?
$100.
$4.
What?
$4. Get your stuff at Target. Get your snacks
$4
at Target.
For, snacks, a Sour Patch, and a water?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. That is a good deal down at Target.
Smuggle that into the TCL Chinese Theater.
That's a good theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. How'd you like it, Jeff? It's it's pretty cool looking, right?
It is.
It's fun.
I really, for the most part, really enjoyed it. They are. It's not a normal movie though. It's like James Cameron found a way to turn. He found a franchise where he just gets to make his own little planet Earths.
Yeah.
You know, they feel like science museum movies that also have an adventure in them.
Yeah, it's true. And I guess the characters are more blue than science.
That's true. Well, all right. You want to go make these drinks?
Let's do it.
Folks, we'll see you right back here after the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we're back. Martinez is in hand.
Woo!
Man, I overfilled my teeny little glass. And I didn't, usually you do that and you reach down and sip, but I didn't want to do that because we have to do first sips on the pod.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
this
I would
didn't yield much for me.
I dripped it all the way. Oh, Michael, you got a very small yield.
Yeah, is yours to specs, Timmy? Would you make a big one?
Mine is to
45,
specs.
45.
But I have a tiny cocktail glass. Mike, you have a big cocktail glass. And this is reminding me, there's like, I saw a Punch article about how there's like a TikTok trend of like, bartenders are catfishing you with your cocktail. They're not filling up the you can fit two martinis into one martini glass, and it's kind of bullshit because it's like, who cares about the glass size? You're getting the same amount of shit.
I'm getting catfished out here by myself.
Call Neve. Not to mention his silver-haired friend.
Who is?
There were two different ones. One in the movie and then in the TV show, they swapped out the silver-haired guy for a different one.
Oh, what I love that.
Ready?
Okay.
Looking good. Sips.
Here you go.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh.
Okay.
Curious.
Aftertaste of
a little concoction, isn't it?
Sure.
Yes, very
definitely more of a Manhattan than a martini, eh, boys?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like it's got that whiskey-ish warmth for a gin drink. That must just be the move.
The whiskey, the whiskey-ish warmth from a gin drink.
I use martini and Rossi. What type of vermouth you guys got? Ooh.
Nuali Pratt.
Dolan.
I like Dolan. Dolan. What was the one I loved? It's expensive. Carpano. Rouge. Antigua Carpano. Ooh. That's the good shit, but it's expensive.
And vermouth also goes bad quickly, right?
Yeah.
3 months. Keep it in the fridge, folks.
It goes very bad.
Bad. Yeah, mine's probably bad. But drink's not so bad.
No. Now, the flavor, if I were a prospector drinking this, I'm not covered in soot with my wheelbarrow and long beard drinking this. This is after I've got my Armani suit. And I've cashed out, and I'm because this is a fancy tasting drink. It's not a rugged.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No. It's got a real feel to it.
Yeah, real.
Could be.
I think that's the vermouth. Oh yeah, maybe. And
maraschino got some stank.
Mm-hmm.
I put a little too much. That's all right.
This is interesting. I kind of wish there was a cube in there to melt a little bit, you know what I mean?
I always felt that way about NWA. I was like, I wish there was a cube in there. Hey, wait a second. There is.
Ah, good, good.
Yes. The perfect joke.
I was thinking about NWA when I was making this drink, Tim. That's very funny to me.
Really?
Yeah, how come?
Because I was cutting a lemon and thinking of Express Yourself.
Isn't that Badada?
She also has. Oh, she also.
So that's Express Yourself.
Yeah, yeah. She also.
You're thinking Express Yourself and Express Yourself is very, very different. Very same lyrics.
I wouldn't say
very different melody.
I wouldn't say the very different is the way to describe that.
I'd say the sentiment is very different.
They're very.
The sentiment
they are
is very different.
You know, I was texting with my mom.
What's your favorite
today,
aspect of that?
Yeah, the tradition. I was texting with my mom, and she was saying, you know, I was thinking about your water episode. Did you guys mention how ice cubes are water that can change a drink drastically? I said, Mom, we didn't, but damn it if
she's
we
right.
are pissed that we didn't.
Pretty much any time I have a drink straight up and I don't like it, I have it on the rocks and then I like it.
Yeah, Tim, didn't you mention that it dulls the taste if something is colder? It dulls your taste.
Cold things to everyone. It impedes the taste buds. That's why you like a martini is like almost straight gin, but when it's cold, I mean, ice also dilutes as well. But let's be honest here.
Yeah,
this is a wild drink. I feel like I don't think my vermouth has gone bad. I haven't had it for that long.
I don't know, man.
And it smelled like it's supposed to.
This is like a good, normal drink that's not part of my purview. This isn't something that I would make if I didn't have a pod. But it's not bad.
Now, to get to the bottom of that feeling, Jeff, may I submit, I mean, let me ask you, is it because I feel like this is a drink, I'm liking this, but I feel like it's like, hey, that's a use for your vermouth. And there's a lot of, well, you could use your vermouth in this, your vermouth. But a lot of time, aren't you sort of just like, well, are we going to be honest and ask if anyone actually likes vermouth for what it is?
That's a good question.
It's not dry or sweet red. I would never be able to drink it straight or just on its own on the rocks. Like Italian guys will just drink this stuff and it's nasty.
Yeah. I'm not sure I like that idea,
but I do like it in, when used well in a Negroni or something. I like vermouth.
Yeah, but it's such a less is more. Such a less is more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Type deal. Also, I'm just learning, which is good to learn, you know, about yourself and the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
I like ice. I like limes. I don't like a little brown drink that is up and is grandfather-y.
Yeah, right. I get what you're saying. Something lighter. This feels like a heavy drink.
Like, give me the bourbons and stuff like that on the rocks.
Yeah.
When I was in Kingston, New York over the holidays, rolled into a tavern with some friends, and I said, hey, can I get a round of Manhattans? And all four of them came out on the rocks. Have you ever seen such a thing?
No.
It wasn't bad, but I thought it was a very strange assumption. Hey, can I have four Manhattans? Here you go. On the rocks.
My grandparents always used to make their Manhattans with on the rocks, and I wonder if that's just like
Pepper and Stinky.
Some people
that?
Grew up thinking they were on the rocks. Yeah,
no, but the cartoon Manhattan in your head is up.
That's the assumption.
That's the assumption. Now, do you guys go Manhattan or old fashioned? I think I know the answer to this.
Old fashioned.
Yeah, of course.
I don't really like the Manhattan.
I like that Wisconsin, the brandy old fashioned, the best of them all. Brandy old fashioned sweet. Ooh,
oh yeah,
Timmy.
you know what I thought about just now? You said you went into a tavern. We've all been to bars. We've been to pubs. We've been to lounges. I would love to, at one point in this podcast, we're not going to do it now because we're not going to look it up, but get all the, what a difference between a pub and a tavern and a bar is all.
I think tavern, when I think pub, I think low ceilings.
Mm-hmm. And I think you think sort of the tin ceiling that come on in and get to know me better. Hey. And then you go to a tavern, it's like, hey, we got the beers and come on and get to know me a little bit. And a bar, you come in and you get to know me.
Get to know me. And what about a lounge? Get to know me.
A lounge, you get to know me just a little bit.
I only use the word
club,
tavern.
You get to know me on the dance floor.
Michael?
Doomsa doomsa. Come to the club.
I very rarely would just say tavern like that, but I chose the word here tonight because the place was, it had tavern in the title. It was the Front Street Tavern. So I was like, oh, we're in a tavern. It wasn't especially taverny, but it was sort of like they were serving fish and chips, but just which you would call pub food.
That's a tavern.
Well, you know, in like England and stuff, you go to a pub and it's like on Sundays, they'll just have like a roast going and you can have some of the roast and the stew and stuff. That's cool.
It's like when we went to Maeve's Residuals in L.A. and we found
St. Pat's
lamb stew in the back. We ate it and we shit our brains out.
Well, hold on.
It was corned beef and cabbage.
Don't make them look bad because it was St. Pat's and being a great institution in the neighborhood, made a St. Pat's lunch, corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, like early
lunch.
Now,
a normal lunchtime.
A normal lunchtime.
Now, when did we eat this, Jeff? You're saying past lunch?
Yeah, this would be late night.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock
you
at the
found
earliest.
The dishes.
But we put the corned beef and cabbage in pint glasses.
In a pint glass, and you carried it home eating out of the pint glass.
Ah, yes. And we got sick from that.
Yeah, sick from that.
Yes.
You know, because the meat had been out for hours.
We were quite ill on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That makes sense. And the cabbage, I can't imagine, is too good out after a while. That's going to make you sick, even if it's fresh.
I read a book called... 10 restaurants that changed America, I think.
D's, Wendy's, Burger King.
It's
the big orange hat.
Pretty crazy how recent the idea of a restaurant is. Like, when do you guess when the first like restaurant was? What year?
Like 100 years, 120 years ago.
And where?
I'm going to say restaurant. I'm going to say
Boise.
Like zero. Year zero. I think it's like the oldest thing ever.
In Bethlehem.
No.
Here's the thing. I thought of this because of tavern, but there were like inns, right? Where it's more of a hotel with a pub. And I'm staying at the hotel. Like typically I would eat at home with my family, but I'm staying at this inn. So I'll have that existed for a long time. But a restaurant that on a normal night that a person would just go eat food, pay and leave. It didn't happen until the 1800s in New York. Isn't that insane?
Jeez.
And Delmonico's, the namesake of the Delmonico steak, and they invented the baked Alaska and a bunch of dishes. That is a descendant of the Delmonico's was the first restaurant.
Jeez, wow. Louise. You serious?
Yeah, dude.
That's funny. I used to talk about this thing and do a stand-up set. It's kind of a dumb... There was really no joke to it anyway, so I don't really do it anymore. But I was walking down the street, and I passed some people talking, and I heard this one guy go... You know, in the old days, there were no restaurants. And I used to make fun of that guy. But he was right, apparently.
Yeah.
Maybe it was you.
In the old enough days, of course, you were going to there be no... I mean, if you said, hey, the old days, back when the Big Bang happened, there were no restaurants.
Well, right. That's what the joke to me was like, what old days? Like the caveman days? There's always restaurants. And I made a joke that I'd go beat him up.
You ever beat me up, dude? I am... quite litigious, and you'll be hearing from Jacob Amirani.
I could, though. I could beat you both up. Given enough prep time and training.
Nike.
You what? Hire a couple guys that look like us and you train on them for months. Hey, you! I'm sick of it, Jeff! And you too, Tim!
I'm sick of it, Tim!
All right. Well, why don't we, what would you change? Would you change anything?
It's hard to say what to change, because you're like...
This is what it is.
I mean, I guess you could do it on the rocks, but it's all about how much mouth you want to taste. I might dial down in a round two, roll back the vermouth a little bit, and amp up the gin just a little bit.
You know what I gotta say? Like, usually I like bitters, orange bitters especially, or orange taste. This, I feel like the orange really isn't like working with this. Like every time I take a sip, I'm like, ooh.
You can taste it, but it's not working.
I think so.
Or you just don't like the taste. Mike,
I feel like we're all just drinking. We're all just tasting our respective vermouths.
Yeah, that could be it too. It's too much vermouth.
Okay. Well, folks, we're going to do round two. When we come back, final thoughts.
I love that for us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back. I didn't tweak mine.
Me neither. I'm still going on mine. It's not a glugger over here.
Not a glugger. Sipper.
The Hanford household.
Yeah, I feel a nice enough buzz already that I didn't need a second round.
Yeah.
I'm also sort of a light drinker.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. This one gives you a buzz, but it also is a little woody.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's like a Toy Story short.
Yes, maybe. There is wood in there, Tim. There's the cherry bark. The cherry bark.
I would say
it's a Pixar
more,
short featuring.
No, it's a light year.
Featuring the cast of Toy Story, like Bo Peep to the rescue or something like that.
Yeah, or like Mr. Potato Head loses his nose.
Yeah, his fucking nose.
My final thought is, it's an order again.
Oh, Jeff,
a defeated. Reluctant.
Yeah.
With a heavy sigh. It's fine. It's not my particular taste, but it's a good drink.
How does it stack up against the Manhattan, Jay?
Better than the Manhattan we had on the show. But I didn't particularly like that.
Mm-hmm.
That one's due for a retrial. We've said this before.
This one to me is a Skipper Bill. Next. Thank you, next.
Wow.
Next. Named for my grandfather, rest in peace, Skipper Bill. Yes.
I think it barely squeaks in as an order again because I don't think this is a bad cocktail, so I would order again. I'm just struggling to figure out why I wouldn't get a Manhattan. I agree when I make Manhattans are bad, but I've had some good Manhattans in my life out at bars. So, but I guess I am more of a gin guy than a whiskey guy, big picture. So,
really?
Yeah. So I would say that here's my final word is when you're not in the mood for that bitey rye than a Martinez you should try.
Ah, nice. Good. This is an or again for me if I'm at a bar and they're like, look, the only ingredients we have are gin, red vermouth, orange bitters, and Luxardo maraschino. I said, okay.
Fine.
Make me something like that.
It's funny, though, because isn't this weird just knowing that when you look at this drink, you're like, there's, what, four ingredients? Mm-hmm. If you hold three of the ingredients and just have gin and you put it in the mixing glass with those cubes, you stir it up. And you pour it and you have a bone dry martini. That's a delicious drink that we all love. That's so weird. So you've only just added three things that make it a little worse,
And then terrible. Now, here's my question for you guys. You guys have heard of the Martinez, of course, but have you heard of the Martinez quiz?
Wow.
Oh,
it's happening right now, right before your very eyes. This is the Martinez quiz. And you all know how this goes. Unless otherwise stated, it's a blurter.
Okay.
You got it.
It's a blurt fest. Great. Boy, I can only give me a little pen so I can write down the scores. Because I know you guys are going to get some of these.
<All right. laughs> So I should hope that between the two of us, we get some of them.
All of them, I hope. Okay, here we go. Number one. With what team did pitcher Pedro Martinez win a World Series?
Expos.
Yankees.
Say Expos?
Yeah.
Expos haven't been a team. Tim, 2004.
Mets. Can we just keep guessing? Dodgers.
He's just got to keep guessing.
Rocky.
We were in. You remember, it was a big deal. They hadn't won in a long, long time.
Red Sox, folks.
That's
Boston
the
Red
Sox.
Fuck. The big Poppy, that's my home team.
Jeff, that's your home team.
I skipped them.
Pedro Martinez, I have a feeling.
The pitcher.
Did Pedro Martinez never play for the Expos?
I don't know.
He never did?
The Expos, I feel like, haven't been a team. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, let's move on.
Hey, the Expos have a good logo. Give me that.
They do. I used to hear newsman A. Martinez on what Los Angeles nonprofit radio station?
KCRW.
Nope.
KXLU.
KMUR.
Nope, you got the K right.
KLOS.
KTLA.
Nope.
KTLA.
What was the first one you said, Tim? It may have been that because I think there's like a bunch of stations.
KCRW?
Yeah, but it's that's not the one I'm looking
That's radio.
KXLU. KLOS.
It's a radio station.
KPCC.
That's right, Timmy. KPCC.
That's one notch down below. If you're going down to the bottom of the dial and you're like, should I stop at KCRW? No, I'm going,
we're getting too low. We got to pull up.
It gets more and more public radio down there. All the way rock bottom, you're getting just classical music 24/7.
Yeah. You're getting the guy in the car next to you. It's that public. I still do donate $10 a month to them. And I didn't really realize it. And I got a phone call from. They were doing one of their pledge drives, and I got a call from the lady, and she was like, yeah, we're doing our pledge, and would you like to keep donating? I was like, oh, geez, I'm still donating. I'm doing 10 a month. She's like, oh, that's good. Would you like to up it? I was like, I don't even live in that state anymore. And she's like, oh, and you still do this? I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't, but I'll let it go. Number three, next question. Martinez, California was the birthplace of this baseball slugger and husband of Norma Jean Mortensen.
Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, Jeffy, I heard first on that one.
Oh, I can you believe it? Before I heard Jeff say it so.
So, nothing. Next question.
Norma Jean, we all know, is Marilyn Monroe. Next question. The song Candle in the Wind, a song about Marilyn Monroe, was released. Oh, this is the one I want to say. I'm going to say the question. You each get one guess.
Okay.
1973.
Okay. Okay, what year was the, yes, the end of the question. Each get a guess, the closest is the correctest. Okay. Tim says 1973.
Can you say the whole thing?
Quick? Basically, when did the song, The Candle in the Wind?
Quit fucking around it, but when did the song?
Is it like you can't go over?
Nope. Okay. Just who got closest.
I thought we were talking about Tiny Dancer.
Candle in the Wind.
Like a candle in the wind.
79.
Ooh, Tim is closer with, it's 74.
Damn.
74. Elton John. Talk about Marilyn Monroe. He never knew her, but he sang a song about her anyway. Here we go. Next question. The Martinez cocktail calls for one bar spoon of maraschino liquor, but the band spoon has one song that I am familiar with. What is the name of that song?
Underdog.
Turn my camera on.
Cherry Bomb.
Nope. That's right. Cherry Bomb. The correct title is You Got Your Cherry Bomb, but I thought it was just Cherry Bomb anyway. So.
You know those other songs.
I thought it was You Got Your Underdog.
Yeah. Cherry Bomb, I know. Underdog, I probably know too, but Cherry Bomb's
no, no. Underdog is fake. That was me trying to. I knew it was like Cherry Bomb.
No, Underdog is a spoon song.
Is it?
Is it Underdog in the Cherry Bomb
song? That's that song that goes.
That's Cherry Bomb.
No. Wait, really?
You got no man for the underdog.
The underdog. Oh. That's
wait
why you will not survive.
I know two songs.
Wait
you know
a
what?
Second.
You both get a point.
No, wait. Because I'm the one who said both of the songs.
Yeah, and he definitely doesn't get 2 points, right, Mike?
But Tim, he doesn't get 2 points. But Tim said underdog. Or I'm sorry, Jeff said underdog.
No, I said,
you
said, no. I said turn my camera on.
I said,
oh, and Tim said underdog?
Guys, I can't believe I can't believe
you get no points.
You got nothing for the underdog, and you got your cherry bomb. That's insane that they have both.
Hold
of those
on,
songs.
I'm looking it up.
Underground? You got no love for the underground.
You got no love. For
no,
the
you got no fear of the underground. Fear of the underdog. Underdog. It's underdog.
It's underdog. You got no fear that the cherry bomb.
Wait a minute. Okay, right here locally, I only have Underdog, but they do have a song.
Wait, we're having
bomb.
Like Mandela effect here because now
you've you got your cherry. I did look that one up. You Got Your Cherry Bomb is a.
You got your cherry bomb. You got no fear of the underdog.
No. Jeez, oh, yeah. You Got Your Cherry Bomb is a song. Yeah. Okay,
yeah. Yeah, but what about what Underdog? No
underdog
fear.
It's on the same album.
What the fuck?
These guys got to write different songs, man.
Yeah, let's talk to them.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's move on for now. Okay. Martinez is a Spanish surname meaning son of blank.
Martin.
That's right, Jeff. Son of Martin. Now, fuck. I looked this up too. Martin comes from the Latin Martinus, a derivative of Mars, the Roman god of fertility and war.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was Martin the Simpsons character.
Interesting. I just recently watched and found funny some YouTube clips of this early 2000 Martin Short character.
Bowfinger.
YouTube clips of this early
I have
Martin Short
oh, shit.
Character.
Fuck. God damn it.
Keep guessing, Jeff.
Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick. It was the guy.
Really? He's that recent?
Yeah, I know. He had a movie in 2004, I think. Wait, maybe that's...
The fuck?
Yeah. Maybe I'm confusing the 2004 from the Pedro Martinez World Series. I forget when that happened. Moving on. He told a group of teens in a particular situation that they were not ready, but their kids are going to love it.
Michael J. Fox. Marty McFly.
Marty McFly. Martin McFly for the Jeffy. A very particular situation he had with those kids.
It was with the time travel.
Okay. It is now... 5-3, and we're coming upon our last question.
I have three, right?
You have three, yeah.
Fuck.
This is a 2-point question, and there is a tiebreaker. So if you tie Jeff, you can. There's a tiebreaker. But if Tim gets it, he'll just get the 2 points and win 7-3.
Okay.
I need a first and last name. This recurring character is a friend of Let me try that again. This recurring character is a friend and classmate of Bart Simpson and Lisa's rival of intelligence. This recurring character is a friend and classmate of Bart Simpson. Oh, and rivals Lisa's intelligence. That was my mistake reading that. Sorry.
I don't know the full
Milhouse?
The full name.
First and last name.
Martin Lupinski. Martin Starr. Martin Dink.
Martin
Shelbyville.
No.
Martin. Ugh. Is it one syllable?
Yes.
Lutz. Martin.
Martin Putz. Martin.
Think of his last name is a contemporary of Michael Jackson.
Martin Prince.
Martin Prince.
Prince. Jeffy got it. Tie it up. Damn. Damn. Okay, here we go. This is the tiebreaker. I'm glad I dug this up. What is Martin Prince's age?
8.
9. 10.
7.
And Jeff. Tim went backwards, and Jeff kept going up the ladder.
Mike, you were holding dead still. You were being quiet, but also wouldn't move a muscle.
Because I'm not looking at the screen when I'm. Because I got the other thing. Jeff, you won.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe honestly, you pulled it out of your ass. That's nice.
I appreciate it. I needed a W.
Yeah. I feel like you say that a lot, and we've been hearing that a lot. I think you've been winning these a lot lately.
No, only lately.
Oh, all right.
Whew. Well, that was a good episode, huh?
Good episode.
Real good.
Yeah, really.
Time to wrap it up, though, unfortunately.
Oh, there was one thing I wanted to show you guys. This is just kind of like a cool like show and tell thing. I was going to do it during Booze News, but I don't know if it's news per se. You remember our post office box?
Yes.
We actually got a piece of, like a weird piece of mail to our post office box. But here's the thing. If you recall, we didn't give out the address to our post office box.
Ooh.
Kind of creepy, right?
That is creepy.
Yeah.
Let's see what's in here. Oh, it's like this.
Oh my
it's like
God.
A letter.
It's a letter? Hold and on. Someone managed to get it to us even though we never gave it the post office box number.
It's kind of beat up looking and kind of looks like a ransom note or something here.
Oh,
I'll see if maybe you guys can read it.
A wicked cackle, short of breath. Bravo to Mike and Tim and Jeff. Ooh, this is exciting. The IBA is near complete. Kind of.
Not really true, but...
Not true anymore. But I've devised another feat. Oh, no. Let's see how the sloppies fare when mystery is in the air. No research ahead of time. Next week, the boys will go in blind. No. Me, Trickster. Oh, the Trickster.
Yes, signed, the Trickster.
Looks like it's been signed in scrawly handwriting, the Trickster.
The Trickster signed that.
Yeah, I liked it. So the main lettering of the note was not quite as scrawly as the signature.
Yeah.
The Trickster is, we're going in blind?
Wait, hold on a second. What happened here? So somebody, the Trickster somehow got our address.
Yeah.
And do we know the Trickster? Do we have him?
Don't ask me. I know about as much as
you. He sounds like some sort of...
Yeah, you don't know anything.
He's almost like a Gotham-esque, villain-esque kind of a guy.
How so?
No, I take it back. He's not. Yeah.
This is a completely original kind of guy.
Yeah, okay. He's a whole new unique guy, and we shouldn't judge him before we meet him.
Now, so next main or next blowout we're going into?
I mean, judging by this letter, I think that the next main, we are going to go in blind, and we're not going to know what drink it is until we press record.
That's so freaky to me.
Are we going to... I hope we meet the Trickster, and I hope he's got a funny voice.
I hope so,
that
too.
He maintains the whole time.
I
hope he maintains the voice the whole time.
Yeah, well, if we even meet him, I don't know.
Okay. Ooh.
God, the Trickster's really got me beseeched.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. This is all very crazy.
Yeah.
Are you beseeched?
Unusual. It's exciting.
Kind of spooky.
I'm terrified. And I'm going to see you guys out in LA for the next
one. That's convenient. That's good. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
That's perfect for the Trickster's purposes.
Yeah, that's actually good.
How does the Trickster know our P.O. box and my schedule?
He seems to know our every move.
two moves ahead of us.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Trickster.
Yes.
Tricking everyone.
Sounds pretty good. Why don't we meet back
here?
Does
sound good.
Same time next week, folks.
If it is even the same time next week, who knows what the Trickster will have in store for us.
Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, everyone.